Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Thunder Speedway had their fifth night of racing on the 2023 season Saturday, and they returned to the track after being rained out last weekend. The Speedway hosted their five usual classes, and here are how all the podium finishers fared in the features. Starting with the features for the mini bombers, Austin Rusk would get the win, with Talon Eifel coming in second, and Trevor Pyle would place in third. Moving on to the feature for the Wasota Mod 4s, Glenn Asmus would place in third, John Smith would come in second, and Dean Larson picked up his third feature win of the season. Jeff Kittle still holds the points lead in the Mod 4s with 509, and Dean Larson is 78 points back with 431. In the IMCA Hobby Stock feature, Mike Matlock would finish in third, and Larry Wagner finished in second after leading on the final lap when John Garrigan Jr. passed him to pick up his third feature win of the season. Garrigan Jr. is also tied with Mike Matlock for first in the Hobby Stock points with 189. Larry Wagner is only 5 points behind with 184. Moving on to the feature for the Wasota Midwest Mods, Austin Long would finish in third and the Liker brothers would place 1-2 with Troy Liker coming in second, and Tony Liker would get the win, and it's also his second feature win on the year. Austin Long is still the points leader in the Midwest Mods with 505 points, and Rob Hoffman is only 11 points behind with 494. And finally, in the IMCA Modified feature, Mike Diamond would finish in third, and Alan Farley would get the win, holding off Eddie Kershaw, who placed in second. It was the first feature win of the season for Farley as well. And in the IMCA Modified standings, Mike Diamond maintains his spot as the points leader with 183 points, and Kyle Anton is only 7 points behind with 176. The Speedway will be back in full force on Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock, and here are all the classes that will be racing. The Mini Bombers, the IMCA Modifieds, the Wasota B Mods and the Mod 4s, and the IMCA Hobby Stocks with an extra $1,000 to win as well. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.